That'd be here, guys.
Huh?
Is this my mic?
Yeah, that's your mic.
Yeah, you gotta turn it towards yourself.
You gotta have it about.
Yeah, I'd pick it up.
Oh, wait,
like the whole thing, and then I'd tuck that one bar underneath the chair.
A little bar.
See, like from the side, how that one stand of
that
the tripod.
That one leg is going a little bit further out.
Yeah, yeah.
Tuck that under the chair.
This.
You're kind of doing it. You got the wire all tangled up.
Like all like this.
You got
that's
the wire all tangled
meant,
up.
But I mean, just do whatever you want.
That's way too far from your body. You see the wire that's tangled?
This is my leg.
Yeah, okay.
I was saying, like that bar right here. You can go in like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
There's a lot of wires, a lot of mics.
This was all recorded. We're live.
Oh, that was?
Wait, really?
Yeah. I didn't tech the audio, so hopefully we're good on that. But I'll text the producer. Yeah. Taylor seconds as our producer.
Nice.
She's always about 15 minutes late.
Y'all need a, I should have a. Is Taylor the computer guy?
Guy in the chair.
The guy in the chair. Yeah, okay. And we can't afford one because I tell you, movie night is bringing in $0 a month, and we're about.
It's a passion project.
We're $4,500.
Jordan was the guy in the chair for a little bit, but he was expensive.
Maybe we get very. We're our father's sons. We get very overzealous with what we need. Like we bought 3 cameras.
Yeah, I see.
We needed at least 2.
We needed at least 2.
The third one.
I put it in my room.
What are you doing with the camera in your room?
Giving people a show.
Be fine. Bro, there was a small period of time in my life where I was like, oh, I could shave like half of my calves and be on Feet Finder and make hella money.
Oh, pretend to be a girl?
I have pretty dainty feet.
Feet Finder?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
Is that an actual thing?
Yeah.
I thought it was just
for
like
people
OnlyFans
that really like toes.
I thought you just did that on OnlyFans.
No, I couldn't do it on OnlyFans.
Perfect. Excuse me, I need to grab my water as well.
You have a beard.
I need a little bowl.
Jack, this is absolutely absurd. Never before. It was in here.
That was the fastest man of all time. Hey, something's up with your camera. It's still glitching.
I mean, I don't know, man.
Look.
I see it.
It is.
Alright, I'm gonna unplug it and then we'll do our intro.
It fixed it a little bit last time.
Georgia Tech? Not
playing.
Shut up!
It wasn't playing already.
Yeah,
hold on. Got to keep on watching, and that we do, folks.
That we do.
That we do.
Nice.
That's the first time anyone's done that, and I love that.
You really got to warm
people. Oh my gosh, the creativity.
They can't talk.
Yeah, I bit Jack's head off.
Yeah, you bit his head off. How would you know?
I know. I mean, I was just thinking of all our other people that we warned before.
If you talk during,
you don't need to wear that. It's gonna drive you nuts.
Okay.
So, like, you hear yourself, everyone else, like twice.
Okay. Taylor says it's fine.
John has grown accustomed to it, and it's very impressive.
Yeah,
but it doesn't help as much because, like, we've had podcasts where John was like, the audio sounds fine, and then we had to throw away the whole entire podcast.
Oh, that's for
how many pods did John have to do that?
We did it for our first one, Bullet Train, which was. Surprisingly, one of our better ones.
Really?
Not one of our better ones.
You know, it's funny. I mean,
we had some big laughs at the start. I clicked like, oh, so one of our. We had a One Piece podcast. So John would watch like 15 episodes of One Piece.
Did you finish?
No, I've watched like.
Did you finish?
Episodes.
No, I'm talking about the live action. Did you watch live action?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
he loved that.
Okay, that's
great.
Yeah, and that gets him to like Alabaster.
Yeah.
I've watched like 150 episodes, but at some point I was like.
That's fair.
I can't keep going.
That's fair.
It's too much.
That's 150. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Honestly, give it a try.
Yeah.
You can't, like, it's entertained.
I feel like that's considered giving it a try. People are like, I watched 20 episodes and I. No.
You watch anything?
I think 50 episodes is giving it a try. 150 is well and out. Like, he did the. He watched the whole Nami scene with, like, Luffy helped me. I made it past
Crocodile.
Didn't bat an eye. I was like, you know what? Maybe it's not for him. Like, when Jack showed me One Piece, it took, like, 30 seconds of me being, like, asking questions to Jack, and I was hooked.
Once that's how you know someone's hooked.
I said, what's up?
When you start asking questions, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
I said, what's up, you freaking nerd? You in here watching anime when we're in college trying to get some poon?
Are you guys watching any anime right now?
The only anime I watch now is when it's updated with shows I know.
Yeah, you're not starting anything new.
I've taken a hiatus of anime. The only one One Piece is the only one I'm watching.
Yeah.
You know what's funny?
Yeah, but point being is, when you're this age,
you're looking 1,000
episodes in the face.
No, it's tough. Yeah.
You can't do it.
When I was looking 1,000 episodes in the face when I had 12 hours
in
of
college,
credits in college I wasn't going to do, I just cracked my knuckles and got to work, brother.
That's what happened with Chris. Like, he was like, I'm never watching it.
The pandemic happened,
and he was like, all right, I'm gonna watch it.
No, Chris didn't get into One Piece till COVID.
Yeah, he's Chris
a bigger
is
fan
a
than
giant.
Me.
Yeah, yeah. He's a huge fan.
Chris is a big bitch about shit like this.
Oh,
though.
Yeah.
Because, like, I love Chris to death. We had to, like, pretty much drag Chris over hot coals for him to play Call of Duty. He loves Call of Duty now. Same thing with One Piece.
What did he play before?
Valorant. It's the same thing with Chris every time. He plays, like, single player games, and then he gets into these, like. And then he loves it.
Yeah.
I'm like, Chris, I told Chris 100 times, I said, if you play Call of Duty, you will be better than, like, me, Jack, and Javon fast. Chris is, like...
No, he's good.
He's multifaceted.
Probably right now, I mean, I haven't played COD in so long. Since
Chris is the reason we stopped playing Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, yeah. I forgot how good Chris was.
He gets locked in.
We were the ones that showed him Super Mario Brothers.
He was
and
trash.
Then he said, this is my life now.
He locked
I'm going to dedicate
now,
everything I have to this until we never wanted to play again.
Chris is the man.
He's the man.
He
so
is.
The same thing that happened, I love that guy.
He's a great guy.
He
the
pisses
one and
me
only.
Off so bad. The one and only. But also, the same shit happened, but it'll take us 4 years for him to join.
Yeah.
But we started a fantasy football league, and Chris was like, we didn't even put money down.
He's like, I'm not doing it.
Chris was like, no. And I was like, Chris, like, we don't even have to, like, do a deposit. Like, you gotta, like, you gotta
like,
ask this dude.
I know I'm gonna forget about it.
You gotta ask this dude 75 times before he'll do anything.
He'll
do
it.
Yeah. But, all right, so we watched Rings of Power.
Yeah.
Before we get into Rings of Power, I had this on my notes from earlier.
Uh-huh.
Have you been through Fayetteville recently? Specifically Truett's Luau area?
No, not that area.
There's these giant bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Parents still live there.
But I go a different route. I mean, I'm off of Rivertown, so I'll go 92.
Have you seen the giant bitches who are like some like 45-year-old, old fat white guys?
He would have only gone in like the last 2 weeks.
AT&T protesters?
No.
You haven't seen any of them?
Wait,
dude,
what?
I see them in Carrollton, Georgia, by Hidden Hills.
And they're protesting AT&T?
Same thing.
They move
Same
around
thing.
Just protesting?
No, there's no way they're going, unless
is
they're
it,
following
wait,
my rap.
Is it
It'd
literally
be so
just
funny
two people?
It's like half and half, like 45-year-old black dudes and 45-year-old white dudes.
They're all just
protesting AT&T.
What are they protesting?
AT&T.
I guess AT&T.
And I just think they're the biggest losers in the whole entire world.
I don't know what's going on. But
get another job.
There's a small little protest.
Oh, are they like working there? Like
midday, Jack.
Yeah.
8 a.m. I'm heading to work.
They're on strike? Five guys on strike?
No, I mean, like, it gets up to, like, 8, but they're all sitting in fold-out chairs. They're all sitting in fold-out chairs at 9 a.m. 50-year-old men.
But they are also
being giant pussies.
not making a dollar.
Not making a dollar. Just sitting out there shaking a sign.
What did the sign say?
AT&T is unfair.
Honk
it. Get another job!
Honk to support labor.
Yeah. Something and then at some point, like, I
The first couple of times I passed them, I had to, like, figure out what the hell they were protesting about. And then after that, I just started shaking my head at them or, like, throwing up an L to them, making sure they knew they were losers. Nothing more gross.
During, like, that writer's strike, I would be driving at Trillith, and there would be one guy with a sign, like,
Do you remember, like, the strikes that really started, like, make a problem for traffic in Atlanta where they would just lay down on cross sections? I feel like that happened like
that'd be like
maybe like 4 years ago, probably around elections. Around we're gonna be right pay. There. Like,
yeah. We're so in it. Close. We're in it.
We're so close. Where do you live now?
Fairly off of Beartown. Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Jack said, "Hey, man, I'm trying to renovate my laundry room. I would love to get your input on it." And I put all this work into it. Hey. And Jack said, "No,
man." Recently? It would have been if it wasn't like foundation issues. I was like, yeah, nah, this seems like it's gonna be like
Donnie J said there was.
It's gonna turn from oh yeah, this could be like a couple months to
a big deal.
Half a year, like we're done. We don't even want to do this anymore. Have a hole in the wall.
Jack, anyways, how long have you been married now?
3 months.
3 months.
3 months. Yeah.
At your wedding, was Zach really hammered? That's the word on the street for my parents.
It's interesting. Okay. Hey. Okay.
Jack.
I went to. I've known Zach for a long time. Went to school with Zach.
This is not a great way to start it from how our text.
No. I feel like.
I've seen him a lot.
When I see him with Zach, I'm like. That was like, oh, it's Zach. But I guess from like someone else on the outside looking in, like your parents on the outside looking in.
Here's what my explanation of this would be. I don't think anyone would have like turned their heads and looked at me that wedding and been like, oh, wow. Careful of Zach. He's hammered.
Yeah.
But I think mom and dad were so hyper focused on me were just seeing me just.
I agree.
But he didn't make a fool of himself.
If he wasn't the one that dropped that glass, no.
Your cousin bumped into my freaking arm. Ben will. Okay, if we're on the jurisdiction of, if we're talking about weddings, or somebody here that didn't get invited,
don't change it. You want to really know? I guess it's not the truth, but it is. Well, first off, we only did you see this
Meredith hates you.
Wow.
She was like,
the truth comes out.
She was like, I couldn't get invited to the wedding. Nah. Literally, it was like 100, we had 165 people, and that room, you saw the room, was tiny.
And I was your 166th best friend.
And our family
was huge.
The room was massive.
Halls.
I was looking down upon people.
I could see him.
That was my favorite part.
I think I was cool without being invited until Hudson?
That's well, at least John like, didn't invite heck? You to his wedding because it would be super douche if John invited you.
Now, I think it was more also it was like. What was that? Oh, no. Can we just name drop people and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Ben Baggett brought his significant other.
Yeah.
They was like, I know John. We went to Wednesday dinners.
Yeah.
So she felt hurt.
What?
She felt hurt.
She felt hurt because Ben Baggett got to bring his fiance or whoever she was at the time to your wedding, and then Meredith held a grudge for years.
It was no grudge, but it's also in this case of like if it's not just like I can't just invite. We can't invite John.
Listen, I don't even care.
Yeah, if you invite John, then you gotta invite Zach and both his parents. If you wouldn't have invited my parents, I would have been fine. I saw the invite when mom and dad were like, hey, you going to Jack's wedding? We're going too. And I said, oh, shit.
You weren't invited either?
Yeah, you were.
No, I was invited. I was invited, but mom and dad got invited, and I was like, oh, great. Here we go.
What does that mean?
Here comes a talk later.
About?
My crushing ability to party.
Oh, you're saying you wish mom and dad didn't get invited.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
They have to be
invited. I mean, like, I would have had a lot more fun if they were there.
That was like a, of course they're getting invited.
Yeah, but I wish they would have gotten invited to, like...
my parents were like, who do my parents want to be at that place? It was really like, This is for the parents.
Yeah. You know what's funny?
It's not even for us. I mean, yeah, we're getting married, but it's like the parents. This is the time for the parents to have a good time.
Sonya P will only and completely be the only Miss Patterson that I ever know. And it's so tough to think that Meredith is Miss Patterson now.
It's crazy.
Oh, Meredith is Mrs. Patterson. Yeah. I hate it.
And she's at Landmark. Hilarious. She's at Landmark, and they're calling her Miss Patterson. And they're like,
really?
That's
it's and your legal.
Mom aren't there anymore.
No.
So she is the Miss Patterson of Landmark. But you need to have one.
Everybody hear Miss Patterson, they're going to know Mayor.
That's crazy. It's not going to be Sonya P. That's so funny.
It's crazy.
And I tell you, I went to Eden, Teacher City, and your parents were sitting there. And
Eden.
Me and Taylor were eating at, I think it's
I think my mom told me about this too.
So his parents are sitting there, and I'm like, oh, that's Mr. and Mrs. Patterson. And I was like, I'm not going to talk to him yet, but when they leave, I'll say hey. So they're walking out, and I'm like, Miss Patterson. And she keeps going, and I'm like, Miss Patterson. And she keeps walking, so I go, Sonya. And then she turns at me really quick, and she goes, she was looking at me for a second, and she goes, oh, John Knight. And she goes, did you just call me Sonya?
You didn't answer Miss Patterson twice.
I called you Miss Patterson twice.
You know what's funny about that? Uh-huh. So she was like, same story, everything like that. She heard someone say Sonya. She turned around, and she looked at it, and she was like, is that Jay? Like, she literally saw Jay, and she's like, that's John.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. That's funny.
And then she was like, did you call me
Sonya? Yeah, dude, it was classic. You just called me Sonya.
Love them.
That reminds me of a story. So I had a couple buddies over, and we were driving the trail over at my parents' property. The problem with my parents' property that I'm soon realizing is it could be free range. Shoot guns, fire machine guns, do whatever the hell you want.
guns.
A lot of giant freaking bazookas.
But the old prospector lives there now. Harry Knight. So I'm driving the mule because I got my buddy Caesar who works the, works my parents' property. So I got him to bring the mule over. So I'm driving the mule back to my parents' property around 9 p.m. Don't know what Bully's doing up around that time. So I pull up around the horse pasture and I'm just like shining my lights in Bully's face with the mule and he's parked right by the horse pasture, like turning around. And he's staring at me with so much hate in his eyes that I thought, like...
Did he know who you were?
He had no idea, but I had no idea at this point. So I'm like, holy shit, like, Bully is pissed. Turns out I'm just shining high beams at an 85-year-old's eyes. So I, like, Caesar finally, like, turns off the lights. I didn't even realize. And then Bully, like, looks at me for a second, finally realizes. And I was like, hey, we're just going to ride the trails real quick.
Yeah.
But Bully definitely makes me want to do stuff around there less. I don't want to make him angry.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. But, all right. So we did Rings of Power.
Rings of Power.
Only the first season, right? Haven't watched it.
We watched all three.
Two of the three.
Oh, really?
Started the third, and Taylor said, you're going to put this on right now? And I said, what?
Neil asked me.
Watching Lost, and I was like, I thought you weren't watching.
Y'all are watching Lost.
I've never seen Lost.
You don't want to watch One Piece? You're going to watch Lost?
It's not 1,000 episodes.
Damn.
That's a terrible explanation. But also, Lost is so much worse than One Piece than ever. But
Lost
John
so
doesn't
long.
Understand. I think it takes a second to understand Japanese humor. Because I'll be dying laughing, and John will be like, But, like, no, I have a connection with it.
It's supposed to be funny until I saw you laughing at it, and I was like, that's a joke.
Dying, bro. But I loved Rings of Power. I didn't love it. I am curious about
what y'all think about it.
I didn't love it, so I had it.
First? I thought you said you loved
it. Okay, we can do our rating.
Did you have your rating?
I do have a rating.
As I loved Rings of Power?
Yeah, I was trying to get your attention because you wouldn't shut the hell up.
I have two different ratings.
Four.
Of Ring of Power, season one, like before watching season two, like starting watching season two, and after.
Nah, you can't.
Wait, so.
You know what I mean? It's changed. My opinion has changed.
Yeah, that's fair, but you can't.
I'll give you a good reason.
Yeah, it's gotta be like you haven't seen season two.
Let's go like you haven't seen season two first.
Okay.
That rating.
All right, ready?
Am I going first, or is it just.
No, it's 1, 2, 3, say it out loud.
Okay.
All right, ready?
1, 2, 3, 8.2.
Ew. 6.5?
Yeah.
What did you say?
8.2. I said 8.1.
Yeah, we're you're
really
you're a slut.
I love it.
Really? Okay. Interesting.
What did you rate it after you watched season two? You got like it more or less?
Like 8.
Oh,
like,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean,
because okay, hear me out. I mean, we all watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
love
great
it.
Show. I kept on, and I love Lord of the Rings. Like, this is like inspired. My wedding band is inspired by Lord of the Rings.
Nah.
Yeah, it's like a dwarf.
Jackson like, tell nerd about.
I'm like I.
Yeah, he's deep.
Yeah, I'm deep in it. And so for me, it was like, you got to really do this right. It's like, you know how sometimes with like fantasy stuff, especially live action, if the
corny.
Acting, yes, if the acting's not like there, it's
yeah.
gonna
that's
off
never
as corny.
Been the case with Rings of Power though.
But I was comparing like it, no, the acting's good, but I was always looking at it in the lens of a Game of Thrones like type acting and
so
how they did.
What I've said about this and how I was explaining it to Hudson.
Uh-huh.
Was that Rings of Power is the Game of Thrones of Lord of the Rings.
That's fair.
Yeah, but it, the tough thing that they have is the story they have to tell is way more...
It's very a lot more just fantasy-based and a lot more...
It's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot.
But it's not Game of Thrones.
So, like,
but,
let me read my plots.
But I think that Game of Thrones...
I think
so Rings of Power's defense, it has to be, like, PG Game of Thrones.
That's what I'm saying.
I honestly respect
but,
that more.
Yeah.
The first season of Game of Thrones, I rewatched it with Hudson, and I was like, "Oh my god, this is softcore porn!" Like
yeah.
people
like,
are just
like,
that
like, I don't even like they can.
I'm
Game
done with that.
Yeah, Game of Thrones
point.
Does too much of that. It's
yeah.
like, come on, y'all, we don't need another.
Once the story got going with Game, once the story got going with Game of Thrones, they stopped with like.
Yeah,
but I also think like to, when something's rated R and you can do more like gore and stuff even, like there's a
yeah.
lot more like
most of the time you're watching any of these scenes that are supposed to be hot in a movie theater or at
it's
your
just
house.
So awkward.
It's some it,
and,
you're,
like,
you're with somebody
time,
else
yeah.
that you're like, listen, I don't even want to see
ends,
this shit.
This,
right
is,
now.
This does not need to happen
yeah,
right now.
I'm like, listen,
but,
like,
yeah, I'd show someone something, you'll be like, ah. Oh.
I'm fine
you
with
would
like
love this. And
like, right. It's like let her
that,
that one scene and then
yeah.
all.
I'm fine with like an ass splash, like walking away from a bed.
Yeah.
But you don't have to like show me like a hanging dong for 22 seconds and like Hodor or whoever the hell.
I love Rings of Power.
I'm wow. I'm actually very surprised.
Really?
I don't
yeah.
we like
really
Lord
love
of the Rings.
The Hobbit.
I don't like The Hobbit.
I thought the first Hobbit was pretty good, but then they got like way too animated.
Yeah.
Like,
they
we're
went
talking
too
about
far,
our game with our draft.
The Hobbit.
I'm all Lord of the Rings.
I have another question about the draft.
Yeah. I think I might have mixed in one from Rings of Power.
Yeah.
The Hobbit.
I wonder if it's the same guy.
Think about this. The Lord of the Rings is 3 books, 3 movies.
Fire.
Long movies.
Fire.
Yeah, they're fall.
We watched the director cut at work.
I've never seen all the extended versions.
Oh, you need to.
My Tyler Sullenberger.
Jack had a book. I wish I would have told you to bring it.
Oh, yeah.
Did somebody bring you, like, a Tolkien book?
I have, like, a book of, like, all of his, like, encyclopedia of Tolkien.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're a huge fan.
Yeah.
Fucking nerd.
I told you.
But
that's why I know him.
It's, like, 3 big books and, like, 3 long movies. The Hobbit is shorter than all 3 books, and
yeah.
it is 4 movies long. So that was a real money.
The
first Hobbit is pretty good. I like.
I hate when they start grabbing for money.
Well, it's,
they made a bunch of stuff up in it.
They did. They
kind of read it.
Like they,
you know
like,
what I'll say?
More,
I love the
like,
dwarves in almost every single trilogy or whatever they make.
Yeah, the dwarves are the best.
I love
the
dwarves,
yeah, dwarves
in almost all of them.
Gimli's.
Then I'm sure we have the same one on the list.
I had a question about the draft because Ring of Power has like reoccurring characters. They're just in the past.
Yeah.
So can you use them twice? Like,
no. I think you need to specify.
What's the context?
That's not fair.
What's the context of this draft? Are we just doing like how strong these people are, or just like how good?
No, it's your favorite
character.
It's your favorite of all.
Okay, so here's
what I would say about.
I got some weak guys.
I don't think you should do like old Gandalf and new Gandalf. But how long did it take y'all to know that?
That's not Gandalf.
Not yet.
Yeah, he is.
That's not Gandalf, period.
No, it's
not.
You're a liar.
I'm not lying.
They're going to say Gandalf.
It's not Gandalf.
How?
All right, I'm about to nerd out right now. So,
please, that's why I invited you.
Season 1, talking about how Morgoth, the guy before Sauron.
Yeah.
He had the battle, everything like that. So, basically... There were people like Gandalf, like, I'll just say, I forgot the name of what they were.
Yeah.
Wizards.
They sent it was them, something with an A. Asturds.
It was Astars or
Astars. Yeah, yeah, that sounds right.
They sent them to help Middle Earth.
Yeah.
Gandalf wasn't until later. And, like, in The Hobbit, they show, like, the other ones are, like, the one from, like, the wood and, like...
Yeah.
Saruman, the white wizard, the OG Saruman. White... They were sent there to help out and everything like that. But this guy and the guy on season two that y'all...
the black-haired guy?
The desert place?
They show for a split second. I watched, like, the beginning of episode three.
He was sitting in that throne with the little staff with the moths.
And then bald girl comes down.
Okay, yeah. He's one of them as well.
At first I thought he was Saruman, but I don't think so. I thought
they're not there yet.
How do you know that?
Yep, because this is happening like millions of years before. Not
millions.
Thousands. Like thousands.
Okay. Thousands?
Yeah. Thousands for sure.
So that's not Gandalf.
No.
But Sauron is still Sauron.
So the main...
How do we know that Gandalf can't live like the rest of them?
No, but I think Gandalf's alive, like 600 years old.
He hasn't been sent to Middle Earth yet.
So he's in space.
He's wherever...
Is he like... I love this guy. So the reason I thought it was Gandalf is because of the ties it has to the halflings early.
It's very similar. So
they're trying to lead you on.
The Harfoots are like the hobbits like before they became hobbits.
Yeah, they hobbits? Like, I wish they would say like... I wish they would have like Baggins in their
plot. No, they're not. Because it's so long ago. This is way before Bilbo. This is like...
Also, here's a question I had.
Yeah.
So, there's like...
Hobbits are around right now.
They're definitely... The Harfoots are pretty... The thing is Gandalf, though.
Yes. So, that's kind of like what I appreciate about season one and why I didn't. It's like, you're like... I think I was so caught up to be like, who... Because I was thinking the same thing. I was like, that's Gandalf.
It's either Sauron or Gandalf.
Like, and that kind of messed me up. And then I was like, I didn't really enjoy it as much.
The desert is definitely not...
So, do you not think... You're guaranteed this isn't Gandalf.
I know for a fact it's not.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're going to drop the name. I've heard for confirmation they're going to drop the name of the wizard by season two, the end of it. It's going to be like Gandalf. Do you know the name? Do you think you know?
There's a guy.
I think I know. I might. Cause I know like I have like
the trilogy.
There's like a tree like of like.
Of wizards.
Of like who comes to Middle Earth, who leaves, and like who like.
It's a whole bunch of stuff.
It's crazy.
What's your guess?
I can't.
Hearing it here first, folks. Season two.
Is no one you would know.
I don't care. I want to see if you're right.
Nah, I don't
know. Come on.
I don't know the name.
You know the name? Come on.
In the preview for the show, they show a bunch of characters, and they show one wizard who I'm pretty sure is a guy named Tom Bombadil. And he's in the original.
Is that the show name Tom Bombadil, or is that like the actor?
He's in the books, the Lord of the Rings books. There's a character, a wizard named Tom Bombadil.
Oh,
and they left him out of the movies because I don't know why, but he's like more powerful than Sauron, and he could have just basically destroyed the ring just by like grabbing it.
But he was just like
he's
too casual.
Yeah, I guess. I think he was just
play.
So I think Jack and probably you would know this. Like, wouldn't the wizards of Lord of the Rings just absolutely don't stomp Harry Potter? Yeah. Just stomp him.
Well, there's someone I
can't. I don't know.
I've never heard a death spell.
Dumbledore. Gandalf
is all up in the air.
Gandalf is having a hard time.
Gandalf's literally an angel, y'all.
He can't even turn
an angel. Fire.
So, like, someone had a question.
Once he turns white Gandalf, he's an angel?
I mean,
or he was always
they're always...
And then he's just
Sauron, someone had, like, a question. It was, like, on Twitter or something like that. And they're like, who went in to fight, Voldemort or Sauron? Or who's more of a bigger evil? So, like, in the books, like, it was literally, like, people were like, Voldemort, you don't say his name because he, like, so feared, blah, blah, blah. In the books, you literally couldn't say Sauron's name or you would die. Like, you literally... Can't mutter like utter.
Was that the point when he was the eye?
No, like this is like what we're watching right now, Ring of Power. Like when he builds that ring, that's when he becomes like holy crap, this is Sauron.
Oh man, and he is just freaking milking the teat of this elvish dude.
Celebin,
he's
bro.
So freaking dumb.
Yeah,
but it's like he's tricking him. This is how he does it.
He's tricksy.
He's a trickster.
Yeah,
this is like
he's a trickster. That's
so. Do the rings that he makes for the elves?
Uh-huh.
Is he supposed to be able to control them with them?
No. So when they weren't wrong when they were like saying like he didn't touch those rings.
But the L O.
But it has his influences on him, so that's why whenever they have her on, they have the, like, it's kind of connected with him.
Yeah.
Because he's like, he's made it, but he didn't do it right.
It's one ring to rule them all.
No, he hasn't made it yet.
Yeah, but it's 10 rings total, right?
No.
No, there's like nine for men, three for elves.
Nine for dwarves and nine for men because there's nine kings and he's
Yeah, remember those kings that like, I need the men. Stab Frodo?
What I was like, so the nine kings are the one that surround him?
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I was men. Looking, I was like, wait, why isn't there like some freaking like tiny little guy running around?
And wait, ghost, what are you talking about?
Like a little dwarf ghost guy. Okay.
When?
Like nine rings to rule them all, and then there's one ghost. You know, when Frodo puts on the ring, he sees these giant ghost guys.
All of the kings.
Giant. Yeah, but why isn't there like 1 4-foot-6 one? Like,
oh no, because they're all beastmen.
They're all men.
I think, also, I was wondering, I thought the elves couldn't be corrupted.
They can.
So, oh.
They're so that's how he's tricking them.
Oh. Are we going to see the corruption of elves?
Their pride is what, and their egos is what, how he gets to them.
Mm. Are we going to see the corruption of elves?
Dwarves are stubborn, and so he's like, and the men are just
idiots.
Yeah, they're always
how he's dumb. I'm like, you can't give them to man.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, oh, they'll be corrupt so quick.
They'll be fine.
But they're the strong, like, they are the ones who are technically are over Middle Earth. Men are the ones who control Middle Earth.
So will that's why we like, see him like, corrupt the elves? I would love to see them turn to the knights.
He kind of has already.
Obviously. At least Celebrimbra.
They don't turn into
I know. It's so the knights of men.
Okay, so you know the main girl, Galadriel.
Yeah, she's the one that's like, she turns blue.
So that's why, in that scene, that's why she's like, yeah, it's even controlled. Like, they just, like, it kind of, like, they make the excuse of, like, we needed to protect the Eldritch so we can stay and protect Middle Earth, but they're, like, actually, like, corrupted already.
They just want the
rings.
She's wearing hers in the movie.
Yeah.
So she's wearing the one she currently has on.
Yeah. Like, it's like,
whoa.
They need it. Like, that's how they stayed. Like, Sauron did that on purpose because Sauron has done everything on purpose because he's like, need to rely on me and y'all know that y'all relying on me, but you can't do anything about it.
I feel like Frodo offered her the ring and she was like,
the real one.
Because Frodo's like, oh, you're good. Y'all can be able to.
Instead of a dark king,
I'll be the strongest queen and stuff like that. And so that she's been like fighting for a long time.
Yeah, that was a terrifying scene. The only scarier like scene in Lord of the Rings.
I don't know why I always think
Beyonce.
When I was a kid, I was like, Beyonce.
That's Beyonce right there.
I don't know why.
That scene was scary in Lord of the Rings. No, and
that
also,
that Bilbo.
Bilbo
scene was terrifying.
Exactly. We watched that in the car, my room.
Oh, bro. We watched it 100 times. And by the end of it, we're just dying laughing.
Give me that ring. Let me see it one more time.
Yeah, that's a great scene.
No, but yeah, so... Okay.
Okay.
You want to do the draft?
You got a summary?
Sure.
I'll read mine. Thousands of years before a curious hobbit finds the one ring to rule them all in a cave, it was forged. In the First Age, the Lord of the Dark, Morgoth, was defeated by a host of Valar. His successor, Sauron, was also assumed to be dead, as he has not been seen or heard of since Morgoth's defeat. However, Galadriel is not convinced. She searches Middle-earth high and low for sign of Sauron's return. Inexplicable and nefarious events begin to take place, which lead Galadriel to the conclusion that the enemy is lurking in the shadows, waiting for the right time to strike. Elves, dwarves, hobbits, and men alike must prepare for the looming battle.
Okay. How's your summary?
Going?
Not as good?
Yikes.
That was great.
Thank you. Way. Rings of Power utilizes 8 hours to tell a 72-hour story. Though the first season seems like it's slow, it's setting up for a story that needs seasons upon seasons to tell. We are in for a treat, people.
And you thought
that's,
when you
I
started...
Think that's how I thought. That's
you
why
rated it an 8.2.
That's why I gave it a...
Said,
yeah.
I'm never going to finish this. This stinks.
I didn't want to watch it that
that's
time.
That's how I gave
it... I binged it, and it was beast.
I gave it a low... I was watching it
last
week, so I was like expecting it, and then I was like, But then I watched it all over again when I was catching up. I was like, oh, that was
a good It's a scene. Banger.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of stuff. On. Listen, and I do not like that I have this opinion, but here's the facts, people. The fact that it takes years for seasons to come out in between seasons is the reason you are so disappointed. Like. That's not what I'm talking about specifically. I just rewatched Game of Thrones with Hudson.
almost like to its entirety. Oh, like fire. I would KO and he would watch like four episodes and I would just catch up back. But like the season, the last season of Game of Thrones, the last two seasons of Game of Thrones weren't even that bad because I watched it through and through.
I have to agree and disagree because I did the same thing with Mare.
Listen, he's on the season finale and he's got...
He hasn't watched it yet?
No, it's tomorrow. We're going to watch it tomorrow with our buddies. I know.
No, but I mean, the last season's bad.
It's just bad. It's just objectively
bad. It's just bad. It's bad. It's just bad. I said,
pretty much he knows it's worst case scenario. And I said, what do you think is the worst case scenario of who could end up on the throne of the Seven Kingdoms?
Right.
And he said, I don't know, like Daenerys? Daenerys would have been fine.
Yeah, comparatively. It can be much, much worse.
We gotta roll the encyclopedia.
Dude, it's so bad. I can't even imagine something in that bad. Yeah, yeah, Zach, you're so wrong on that. It's bad.
I mean, like, even like the, like, the White Walkers, like, that whole thing, like, you were like, that was bad. It was fine. No. It was fine. That was bad.
They killed him in 2 seconds. They
built him up. Cleve said it was his favorite episode of all time.
Cleve is bad.
Cleve bad.
Cleve bad. It's like they open up the show with the White Walkers. They build them up for 7 seasons, and then they kill them like this.
Instantly.
They killed him with...
I'm not even saying her move wasn't sick.
No, my thing is this.
My thing is this. Drop, catch, Jon Snow,
when they were bringing back the wildlings and stuff like that, you see the Night King up there on his perch, looking all high and mighty. Jon fighting a White Walker. One of the head generals kills him with a sword, and it looks up and basically like, you're next. They didn't even see each other the whole fight.
Yeah, why didn't they fight? They didn't
see
instead, Jon Snow was hiding behind a rock the whole time.
Yeah. Jon Snow needed to kill the Night King.
He needed to. That was...
Jon Snow also kills Khaleesi.
That was gay, too.
That was gay, too. But also, but the thing is, like, they couldn't give him this and the other.
Don't you fucking defend
this. Arya should have killed her.
Yes.
That was an F.
Yeah.
Sin! Shame! Where's our shame bell?
I'm sorry.
Jack said F! We gotta change it to explicit on our podcast.
They could have switched who they killed.
Huh?
Arya killing her could have been sick.
I would have rather... Arya killed Cersei.
Yeah.
And Cersei fell by falling rocks.
Which?
Jon Snow killed the...
Night King.
Night King. And then... Shit, I mean, like, freaking Tyrion stabbed Khaleesi. Well, I could have given shit.
That would have been cool, too, because he was, like, her sidekick. And
yeah, and he was, like, also, like,
he could have been the Kingslayer, just like his brother.
Oh, yeah.
Jaime should have died in that night. If we were going to keep it this way, Jaime should have died earlier, sacrificing himself for Rantar.
Nope, I like it.
Arya should have stole his face right then and there.
Oh.
Ooh!
Oh, yeah. Stolen face!
Ooh,
I love that.
Dude, you're thinking crazy face!
I would have been fine with how it ended, them embracing each other, something like that. Like, at least
and Arya rips her freaking... Dude,
she also stopped stealing faces.
It
all disappeared right after...
I was like, what the heck are we doing?
After the fray.
I was like, what are we doing?
What if they just had like a crazy 5-minute makeout scene? Just tongue and all.
And then tripped it up.
And then
she's like 3 feet tall or maybe shorter.
That would have been fantastic.
I forgot she could even steal.
Like, but I was watching the battle in Winterfell. Westeros back. Khaleesi burns everything, which shocked. I almost forgot about it.
I was like, what?
Why are
you so angry?
Why is she such a mad bitch?
I didn't like that either.
I was supposed to
be nuts like her dad or whatever, but
like she
I didn't
mad.
Like it.
No, I didn't garbage. Like that part either.
They were like, she was building up to being nuts all the time. I'm like, not barely. She
barely but do y'all think that like the
nothing
dude
like
kind of had like a scapegoat, the dude who wrote it? I forget his name.
By not writing it?
I think he like... I think the gist of it, like the ending part, would probably have remained the same.
Oh, he hasn't dropped his book. He's probably changed the whole damn thing.
Because this point,
he's
people
right
bitch so much.
Yeah, he's petty. He's like, nah, I'm not going to
do it.
I'm not
doing it. Like, that come out now? Like 5 years?
No, he was saying, he was like, slow down. He wanted 10 seasons.
Yeah, they should have. But I heard that, like...
They're doing Star Wars. Yeah, they got dropped. Star Wars, so they're like, ah, we're gonna.
I heard Star Wars, and I also heard that like the actors were kind of done.
I get that too. I heard that too, and I was like that
seven
makes sense.
Seasons.
This is like,
yeah,
it's been like a big chunk of your life.
What are they doing now?
I wish somebody would sign me up for an office or a Game of Thrones where by season five I'm just getting my nut every episode. a million episode.
Yeah, you're definitely getting a million episodes.
I couldn't care. I mean, drag it into the dirt until I'm 75.
Well, apparently it was like when the books. I read the books. And like,
Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
All of them?
Yeah.
Hell yeah,
did you read
son.
Lord of the Rings too?
Yeah.
This dude's a freaking nerd.
I read Lord of the Rings
before
I watched the movie.
What? Wait.
Yeah.
When did you watch the movies? I watched that movie in like first grade.
Sixth grade.
And you read all the Lord of the Rings?
I had to read the books before I could start watching the movies.
Are you? So you're a genius.
Dude. You know what's funny?
I haven't read a book.
You read the Lord of the Rings before sixth grade?
And during sixth grade.
Wow.
I was reading them.
But I just tuned out for a second and looked at my phone. And at least, like, half of them are listening in, our buddies, because
hey, really?
Chris already knows that we're set up.
We love you, Chris. Know. One of a kind.
Yeah, we said we loved him. Like,
one of a kind. A true one of a kind.
He's a giant bee, though. Let's play our draft.
Yeah.
First round?
You get first pick, obviously.
Do we have to explain? I mean, I can easily explain. My number one pick is Aragorn.
I'll go next.
Aragorn is
my number one pick.
You can go next.
Gandalf.
Oh, great. I still get my number one.
Legolas.
He's always my favorite.
Okay.
He just
shreds.
I love Legolas.
Number two. I had to switch it up because I didn't want to.
Gandalf is beast, though.
I don't like Aragorn.
He's my number three, though.
Definitely not.
I went Legolas.
He's my top four, but number four. He would have been behind Legolas for sure.
So you had him at four.
Gandalf is way better than both of them.
Legolas is so cool.
He's got fireworks. He's got hobbits.
He had an elf. He like had an elf bait. Who took her whole immortality and gave it to him.
Did you know Aragorn?
Yeah, that's some good shit.
Come on.
Did you know Aragorn is half elf?
Yeah, he's half elf.
He's also like 100 years old in the movies.
That's why he still looks kind of young. He's 300 then.
When Gandalf leaves Frodo with the ring after Bilbo...
It's like 50 years.
He comes back
after
like 20 years.
Yeah, I heard that part.
After he did his research, he's like, I found out what this thing is.
Yeah, what it actually is.
I still got this.
All right.
You still look great, Frodo.
Hey.
What are the lifespans of a hobbit?
Not too long. I mean,
they did 111th birthday, and they're like, "Holy shit!"
Yeah,
I think
Bilbo was like, because he had the ring.
I think probably like your standard
normal
human.
Human.
It's probably
normal,
like human.
Yeah.
What about a dwarf?
Standard.
They're pretty long too, but not like too long.
Well,
like,
they had that whole bitch fight.
Maybe 106.
Okay. Yeah. a little extra. All right, Jack. Come on, man.
Gimli, because I love dwarves. It's my
great one.
All right, I'm going to do Samwise Gamgee, the best guy
the
in all
character.
Lord of the Rings.
I'm
going Gollum.
Whoa. I love Gollum. He was my number five.
He's a great character.
He needs no explanation whatsoever. Gollum,
he talks to himself.
If I could have gotten Gollum in the third round,
he has some of my favorite lines.
I would have gotten him.
What's taters, precious? Let me see. What am I going with next?
Three?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, y'all kind of took some of them.
Told you.
Yeah, you had to be prepared for 12.
I will say we're at three right now. I do have a five that I don't think y'all are going to say, but...
it's only four.
Oh, it's not four? Okay, then three.
Four horsemen draft. Everyone does five. We do four. Nice. What sets us apart. And also that it takes us 10 minutes.
Hey, I'm sorry. I have four strong ones and
We told you. Those were like the highlights of Lord of the Rings.
You're going to have to go with a second tier.
I already have my next one.
I got about eight lined up.
Yeah.
This guy didn't make a list of 12. And I got some honorable mentions.
He
didn't think we'd say Gandalf.
Well, you guys took all my great ones.
Well, I do like Elrond is one.
Elrond's good.
Elrond.
Oh, Ron.
He's Mr. Smith in Matrix as well.
The lead elf.
He's a young guy, but then also the head elf.
Yeah. That's Elrond.
Yeah.
Oh damn, he goes high elf.
Yeah.
Good for him.
He's also in this. He says he's half human, which is so douche because he douches Aragorn the whole time.
That's because he's.
He sees himself.
But how come he has elf ears and Aragorn doesn't? Jack, we need your third. I'm itching to get this one off.
I thought you said Elrond.
Oh, okay. So that's your Elrond, young or old?
See, that's what I mean.
They both kind of suck.
Nah, Elrond old is dope. He's high elf.
I don't like either of them.
He's high elf Elrond.
All right, I'm going to go my favorite dwarf of any of the Lord of the Rings, Durin.
Durin's good.
Gimli's better.
No, I like Durin better.
Gimli's better.
Durin's loyal to the soil.
I like Durin.
Durin better than Gimli.
Wow.
I'll say it.
Durin's not fighting all those orcs.
And there's no elf I like better than Legolas.
I agree.
That's facts.
Legolas is the dopest elf.
Oh, he's so sick.
Yeah. I'm going to go...
But there's that... The black guy, he's just as good with the bow.
I have him on Legolas. He's cool.
But something about him is Legolas.
Legolas took down an elephant.
He's at the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
But I had...
He's on your list.
He's on the bottom list. I'm going to go with Sauron from the beginning of the first one when he's killing all those Jokers and he's got the sick helmet.
I can't say that because he died from getting his hand cut off. His finger cut off. That's so weird.
Yeah, that is pretty close.
He never died.
I mean...
He turned into a whole tower.
Awesome. Yeah, true.
You would take all the people
and he just... His looks really cool.
You know what's
mask.
Also crazy, dude? That's... When did y'all know the Sauron twist at the first of Rings of Power?
It was like, during the last episode.
Oh my god,
that's
bro.
Why I was like, what the... Like, I was thinking everybody.
Wait, you said you didn't know it. Everybody but him.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought him one time.
Like, in the back of my head, I was like... Because
he doesn't have wizard vibes to him.
When she started looking at him odd, but Austin Penland told me that Sauron could shapeshift.
Yes.
Obviously.
Oh, I mean, he went to the fire and came out an elf.
Honestly, he could get me with that shit, too. He was like, I've been sent to save you.
Oh, I'm not kidding.
He comes out like that. Like,
he's pulling shit out of his ass. I'm like, okay.
And then they say, once he's got you.
I thought it was a little boy.
I thought
that was going to be Sauron for the longest.
I'm actually a health inspector.
Sorry.
Yeah, maybe.
Dude, the elf world where it's just pure sunlight 24/7 a day seems like hell to me, too. Like, you're not just going into a...
You jump off the boat.
You jump off the boat.
Maybe, I don't know.
You're going to heaven and you're like, eh.
If it was heaven, it's a different story, but this is still on the earthly plane.
Yeah,
and it's like you're going into a gate of sunlight.
They let
like,
Frodo go there at the end.
Frodo and Bilbo, yeah.
That's where they live?
At the end, Frodo's like, they take Bilbo to get on the boat, and then Frodo's like,
I'm going.
See you guys.
But then they're like, what? Sick as shit, then.
He's like, I'm tired.
But I feel like if I was like up there too, I'm like, what about me?
Yeah.
Bilbo can go, but I'm over here gonna die in this stupid elf. just a regular guy. What if I was an elf? I was like, I don't want to stay here.
Yeah, they didn't deserve it.
I guess it's not really heaven because it seems like that girl's brother's actually dead.
Yeah.
Like, he isn't going to come back and go to heaven.
Yeah, he's dead.
You have to live to make it over there.
Being with
survive,
elf brother. Light the whole time. Just what? Permanent elf light.
All right, Jack, you got to come up with one more.
I do have one more. This is a dark horse. Y'all probably not going to appreciate
it. Oh, great. Here we go. The books.
No. It's not a book.
It's someone we know?
Yeah. Is it me?
Yeah, it's you.
No man can kill me.
Oh, no, man. She does do that. That's sick. What's that girl's name?
Oh, that is a good scene.
Yeah, that's
lame as shit. Man. That's not fair.
But hey, she's awesome.
She kills the main dude.
All right,
what's
I have...
Name?
I can't think of her name right now. Oh, my gosh, I had it.
Eowyn. Her name's Eowyn.
Oh, nice. Yep. If I do Merry and Pippin as a pair, that'll be my last pick.
Screw them.
Can I do them as a pair?
They're completely different.
All right, fine. I'll do Ned Stark, Boromir.
Ah,
last pick.
I like Boromir.
Number four.
That's a good one.
He's strong. He's eight.
What's up with him dying in the beginning of everything?
Oh my god, dude!
First movie, first season.
But honestly, he's like a butcher from The Boys.
The writer Rohan.
Butcher is in Lord of the Rings.
He's a writer.
Butcher is in like he's one of the so writers. Many
Star
things.
Trek. He's in Marvel.
Everything, dude. He's so beast. He's also like a Favreau of Marvel. Because Favreau put himself in a lot of shit. He's a Mandalorian. He's Tony Stark's assistant. He writes all that stuff.
Who is he a Mandalorian?
A Mandalorian.
Is he really?
Where? Pretty sure he was like going against him.
He'd be too fat.
I don't think they showed his face.
He's not fit enough to be a Mandalorian.
Yeah, he got fit. That'd be one beefy Mandalorian.
Yeah, are you sure? A lot you of, can see
like, I feel like I'll be watching like, that guy.
That guy
cosplaying as a Mandalorian.
He was either the voice actor of one of the Mandalorians that he fought against, but he was in it.
That's fair.
But he definitely wrote it.
Okay, and I'm going to go...
You just put a buff dude in a suit of armor, and then you voice over it, and then it just looks like you're a buff dude in a suit of armor.
Yeah, but wasn't like, Pasquale, like, wasn't he actually in the
Pasco?
Pasco,
Pedro Pascal. Pedro Pascal. If you would have said it wrong the first time, I would have got it immediately. But then you
I thought you were kidding around.
No, the first time.
Pascal Pedrolas.
No, I mean, that was a joke, but.
Isn't he in the suit?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
He's tight.
No, he's saying, is he acting the whole time, or is it someone fake?
I don't know, man. If I was an A-list actor, Pasco Pastorelli is definitely an A-list actor.
I honestly think that he's probably fake a lot of times because they probably use like a stunt double.
I'd be like, get some dude that looks like me, put him in a freaking
You're not going to do stunts?
If it's 90 degrees and I'm going to wear a suit of armor.
Tom Cruise doesn't do that.
I just watch.
He's jumping up that mountain.
I just watch. If Tom Cruise does that, it's because he's 5'4". He's a loser.
I just watched Top Gun Maverick for the first time. That movie's sick.
Tom Cruise is a beast.
Sick.
But he's bad bone to Scientology.
Yeah.
And he's got weird three front teeth. Have y'all seen that?
Or just one.
No.
So he's got like our two front teeth line up to where like it's practically
his
in the center
tooth
of our noses. His big tooth
it's
is
gotten
in the
better
middle.
In age, but look up Tom Cruise tooth.
It's in the middle of the three
Top Gun
and it
one
looks
it's
like
rough.
He's got three big teeth.
Yeah,
it's an absolutely atrocious sight to see, Jack.
Tom Cruise too.
John, I think I just did Boromir. Do you have your final pick?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with
it's a freak of nature.
What the heck?
I'm gonna go with the orc who kills Boromir, the main orc from the first one.
Oh, I do like him. I can picture him too.
Technically, you call it Uruks.
Uruks, and that one too. So
all of them are called orcs.
The one with the giant bow and arrow that creates Boromir.
He's dope.
Yeah. So what's up with the dark elf that was like?
He was just one of the like kind of generals of. He was like kind of side
but,
by side
like,
with Sauron.
He's not an orc. I feel like orcs were. Elves turned evil, right?
That's what he was.
But he was like
one of the original
95%.
I think
elf.
He's one of the original.
He's one of the original.
Okay. So I think like that's why he's mostly human.
That's why they call
so
him the father of the orcs and stuff.
Holy
he's like one of the original.
Shit!
Yeah.
That guy must have been beast, but he wasn't.
Yeah,
he already
he's
was
alive.
Defeated, right?
Adar.
Yeah, he did die.
Okay, Adar.
Oh, but he got recasted.
No. Oh, that
he
actually
did?
Reminds me.
Yeah, yeah, he's 100%.
Brownwind, the hot mom.
That's a different guy in this.
Yeah, yeah.
Brownwind, the hot mom, who had the Theo, was her son. She was, like, fine. So, like, at the end of season one, they had a reunion. Like, he thought his mom was dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they had, like, he's, like, worried. And then, like, she pulls up behind him and was like, Theo. And they hug.
Yeah.
And then at the end of season two, all
she's
of a sudden, she's just dead. I was like,
she's
what?
Dead?
Did she get canceled? Yeah, if you haven't seen that, I'm sorry, but she's dead. And
yeah.
It was like out of nowhere. Like, just like
wasn't she?
Pyre, dead, didn't show her face, nothing happened, she's dead now, deal with it. Like,
did
she
you
got,
just mention
like,
she's dead?
Like,
wait,
she said
wait.
Some crazy shit.
No,
like,
no.
In between
wasn't
the
like,
two
wasn't like everything was happy-go-lucky and then the volcano like, erupted?
It did.
No,
because
that's when they reconvened.
Back. They can reconvene after
that. That was after the
yeah, because he was like, oh, my mom's
oh, yeah, that's
dead.
A hole.
And
that's
then
a
they
problem.
Reconvene,
yeah.
And she's like, fine, like taking care of the
and
injured.
Just...
And then, oh, she must have said the N word or something. I don't know. It gets you like canceled like that, dude. Like, you remember that?
That's
that,
crazy.
You remember the buff bitch from Mandalorian?
I heard about it. I didn't
she
want
was like a
like
Trump
that, but...
person or something. Said something out of line. Canceled. Boom. You gotta be careful in between seasons.
You just gotta.
Don't
I'm trying to think of other people.
I'm trying to think of other words like you can say that would make that happen.
J.K. Rowling. Anti-Tran.
But I feel like...
Let's see what happened.
He probably was just like...
J.K. Rowling must just laugh at people that hate her. Like, hey, we're still going to make a TV series on HBO about your story.
Are they still doing it?
Yeah.
What's that dropping?
And we're still going to pay you because we legally have to.
You have to pay her.
But also, we're just going to make you seem like a really bad person.
I can't get this face out of it.
It's disgusting. Nah, he's a monster. He's also 5'3". I don't care. 5'3"
monster.
Yeah. Tom Cruise kind of pisses me off, but he's also great.
He makes good movies, though. Mission Impossible's are good movies.
Every single one. I haven't seen any of them. Yeah, like, really? I've seen, like, two of the 18.
Are they beasts?
That's what y'all should... Y'all need to watch those.
How many are there? That. Even from the start?
Yeah.
No, I think there's, like, 9.
No, there's way more than 6.
I'm telling you, I think
there's at least 9. I'm saying 9 with John.
9? That is a lot.
It's like, I think, actually, I'll say 8. I swear to God there's a Mission Impossible 8. It's still impossible. Yeah, look at Jack.
How many are there?
11?
Holy shit, crap. Dog.
15?
What the frick?
6. Yeah, those are the six good ones you remember.
8. Well, wow.
The 8th one's coming out in 2025. So this
told you.
They're good.
All right, they're like
90s plus. Like,
so the actress just chose not to return, and same thing happened to the Adar guy because I already wrote about him.
That seems weird.
I already read about him.
Why would you not want to return?
I think maybe that kind of like how the first season didn't have a great reception.
Yeah,
how about a work environment? 6.9.
Oh, really?
And yeah,
it wasn't favored. Like, people did not.
I don't think people gave it a chance. I think it's beast.
No, I think it's okay. For sure.
I gave it 8.2.
Great.
They needed to build it.
People didn't like it, and then you were like, whoa.
Am I being lame here? Whatever. Yeah. The first thing I do when figuring out a rating is look what IMDb said and then just change it a little bit.
Man, that's so freaked.
Like I'm doing something different.
That's crazy.
All right. Y'all ready for my game?
Yeah.
All right, it's going to take a minute. It's not going to take that much of a minute. That's it.
You know what? Screw her.
Come on, buddy.
She wasn't that important.
Just accept it, dude. You're making lots of money.
It's the same thing with like Terrence Howard when he was like the original War Machine.
He got screwed.
Yeah, I heard he did.
I think Robert Downey Jr. screwed him. But Terrence Howard went and made a bunch of money on Empire.
Is that Empire?
The main guy.
The Empire was like corny and wet.
I've never seen it. Well, actually, that's a lie. One time I went to this girl's...
I thought Power was good. Power's a good one with, like, 50 Cent. Like, Ghost and all that stuff.
Did he produce that?
50 Cent, yeah. He produced that. But Empire, I thought it was, like, the cornier version of
Power. I've only seen it a little bit.
The soap opera version.
Yeah, when I went to get my hair braided when it was long at this girl's house, and she said, "You ever seen Empire?" And I said, "No." And she said, "You're about to." And then we watched about 3 hours of Empire while I got my hair braided.
That sounds like torture. Get me out of this chair.
I was just in her house watching Empire.
I was thrown in the middle of it.
I had no idea what was going on.
Was it good?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it kept me entertained.
I mean, you're sitting there in a chair for 3 hours. Really.
It was tough. One time me and Zach both went to her house to get our hair braided.
That was the story you were telling about. That was before.
Yeah, I went to her house twice.
And so we had, me and John went to get our hair braided, and like I had semi-long hair, but it wasn't like crazy. Mm-hmm. And John had like crazy long hair.
You had like down to the back hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And he wanted to do like Post Malone braids, which was pretty much like a box braid all the way down.
Right.
And like I went first, got cornrows, got done like 2.5 hours. Huh?
How do you know the terminology?
Box braids?
How do you not?
I've got box braids.
I got your hair.
I did, and I wanted to look like this guy.
I got box braids specifically one day with Jack. And it was so funny because
Jack had his hair braided.
So Jack gets his hair braided all the time. So
I don't think I've ever seen him braided hair.
My hair is like,
at least for a twist. At least for a minute, you were getting wicked braids. So anyway, so I'm like, "Jack, I kind of want to get my hair braided at the same time. Like, I'm going on vacation. It'll be funny for that."
Usually when I get my hair braided, it's off of Funny.
It's off of the joke.
I can't pull it off for more than 2 weeks before people are like, this guy's a freaking asshole. And every time I go to a store, I'm like, everybody thinks I'm a freaking asshole.
Like an asshole immediately.
Exactly. So Jack's like, all right, cool. Like, I'm getting my hair braided on this day. I'll be done around this time. You just pull up and, like, we'll, like, end around the same time. I go in there. Jack is, like... Jack's hair has all of a sudden gotten 6 inches longer than when he started off this journey. And I'm like looking at Jack. He's looking like ASAP Rocky back in May. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And Jack looks pissed in the chair.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And Jack acted like Jack acted like he didn't want them to put extensions in his hair. He stands on that grave. He stands on that grave.
Yeah, they made him like.
After the first braid, Jack didn't say anything, and then they did 32 more. I don't want extensions. That was the first time. Stop it! All right, gentlemen. This is a fun game. I hope it doesn't cause any qualms, but this is Newlyweds, which is great because we have three fellas here and one guy with that owns a dog and is very happy. But I texted y'all's significant others specifically over these
days. Wait, really?
Yeah, and they all gave me answers. And all of y'all's wives or girlfriends or fiancés, wives and fiancés, would piss me off just because of how they answered these questions. I was like, what? But it was so funny, John. I was thinking, like...
That's why you're not dating anymore.
I know.
I asked Taylor.
Jeez. So I was asking Meredith about this, and I added Hudson to it later, and I asked Olivia, because Hudson just recently got engaged. Congratulations, Hudson.
Rub it up.
Just this weekend. Congratulations, Hudson. Beautiful day.
Appreciate it.
But, so I asked, like, Meredith, and I was like, hey, good morning, Miss Patterson. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I have this list of questions I'm going to send you later. If you could just send them back to me and, like, just give me your responses, that would be great. I was very polite, very nice to Meredith, yada, yada, yada. And then I sent them to Taylor, and it just made me realize how much, like, she's a part of my family. Because I just, like, copied and pasted the text and was like, send this to me before the podcast at 8 p.m. And then she did it wrong the first time, and I was like, idiot. All right, so Hudson is the most recently engaged. He's going to go first.
So he's dealing with the board?
I'm sorry,
oh,
man.
Oh, actually, no.
I apologize, Mayor. I'm sorry.
Hudson should go last. Give it to Jack, because you're going to need to take my seat for this.
Ah.
And then John will read the... Damn, that was scary. The worst. All right, so Jack is up first. Sorry about that, people. So, Jack, this is a question that I gave to your wife, Meredith Patterson. None of them.
Wonderful lady.
But Meredith, her answers are crazy. All right, so what is their favorite candy to buy at the movie theater? This is your wife, Meredith. What's her favorite?
Are we all getting the same questions?
Yeah.
Favorite candy to buy at the... You know what sucks? Like, we literally just went to the...
Towel. That's
kind of
cool.
Yeah, he was supposed to give it to me, and he didn't.
We literally just went to the movies to see Deadpool Wolverine. Great movie.
And he said her answer is crazy.
Her answer is crazy?
Not every single one of them, but they're, like, there's some of them that are dumb, and I'll mention
I know her favorite candy, and I know this is not what it is.
Do they offer it at the movie theater?
Oh, gosh.
Chicken noodle soup.
Chicken noodle soup.
You got your answer.
Candy.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, I got an answer, but I don't think it's
all right, Jack's got his answer. He flips
the
board.
I love you.
Milk Duds. Well, Jack's a milk dud because he got that one wrong. 0 points. She said,
I love milk.
Junior Mints or Whoppers, but Jack thinks they're nasty.
Whoppers.
So I never get them.
Whoppers are nasty.
Yeah.
They are nasty.
She's disgusting for even
like
saying Whoppers
rocks.
Is a deal.
I was thinking Whoppers and I said Milk Duds.
That is literally. Listen, man, you don't have to explain it to me. You gotta explain it to Meredith later.
Is he doing all of this?
Yeah. All right, Jack.
All right,
question
all
number. You have, keep your tally, or keep it in your head at least.
It is right.
Zero.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
What is their biggest pet peeve?
Guys,
you...
Tuffy.
You're annoying.
I also, I Google searched, like, couples questions. Did you want me to be like, oh, what gets so-and-so in the mood fastest? Like, no. this is what? This is the best of both evils. Like, I'm keeping this clean. PG.
Pet peeve.
What, did that come up? Oh, yeah. I mean, there was a whole section of them. There was 30 of them.
You shouldn't send that.
Yeah. We had this whole joke.
Biggest pet peeve.
Biggest pet peeve.
Sorry. It was even funnier.
You know what sucks is we are going to be here for 2.5 hours.
Biggest pet peeve. There's so much that grinds
your gears. You just guess something.
I don't know.
Now that I have their answers, the whiteboard doesn't really seem necessary.
Her humming. I don't know. Like hearing humming.
I'm hearing humming and shit. The fact of her own humming.
No, hearing humming and shit. Like
hearing humming. Bad drivers, tangled cords, pick one, it's probably true. Zero!
You said pick one, it's probably true.
Jack, I'm telling you, her answers were wacko.
Mayor, what are you doing? What is this?
I read Taylor's, and I was like, that's a little wacko, and then I read Meredith's, and I was like, will you just stop texting? It's a little wacko. She Mayor, just kept explaining herself. Things,
I played the same game with her for a bit.
What is Meredith's favorite app?
Same answers.
What is Meredith's favorite app?
App?
Yeah, you can just say it out loud if you can think of it.
Her favorite app.
Like APP.
iOS app.
On the phone.
No. On the phone.
Oh, God. This is tough, too. Oh,
great.
Instagram?
Taylor loves chicken poppers. That's one. Jack got one.
That's a shame.
All right, we can X-nay the whiteboard. It's taking too long. What three pizza toppings would Meredith want on her pizza?
Oh, she's going to Positano, so she's going to get a Bianca pizza with some Brizola. And some...
Brizola is one.
Ricotta cheese.
Okay.
And
where's Brizola?
It's like beef.
Wow, if you get with this specific of a pizza, that's
This is what we order all the time at Positano's. If she says no, then I don't trust her. It's cherry, sweet tomatoes.
Yeah, you're wrong.
What did she say?
Yeah, you're wrong.
First of all, she said cheese, and more cheese.
Okay, she's...
And then she said, LOL.
Mayor?
And then she said, LOL.
Mayor, it's not cute, Mayor. I'm talking to you right now. This isn't cute. Lock it in. All right.
And then she said, mushrooms and peppers.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to have a talk.
Yeah.
All right. Question 5. What are the names of your partner's 2 best friends? So what is Meredith's 2 best friends' names?
Ooh. Hillary and Sarah.
Yeah. Hey, 2. Hey, that's 2. Nice. She said, I guess, Sarah and Hillary if we aren't counting family.
She's basically a sister.
No, I mean, like, not
her cousins. Her cousins are really... She's really close to her cousins.
All right, so what actor or actress, dead or alive, would play them in a movie? Meredith.
Ooh.
Would play them in a movie. This is a tough question.
That's tough.
Because, like...
Dead or alive?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of, like, a blonde. I don't know. Reese Witherspoon?
Yes, I could see her playing Meredith.
Yeah.
Actually, no, that's not on here.
That's good.
Really?
So I can't give it to you, but I thought it was Kristen Wiig who was on here. So I'll read you
Kristen Wiig. Okay.
I'll read you the
I think Reese is better.
The craziness that your wife sent me. Blake Lively, JK.
I was thinking of Blake.
Blake Lively, JK canceled. I feel like Kristen Wiig would be fun, but he thinks she's like my mom, so he probably won't say that Emma Stone may be like a better mom. Age match. Holy shit,
Mayor, you're just yapping, weren't you?
You gave me 3 answers and you didn't say one of them. And also, Emma Stone. Ginger?
Emma Stone is kind of crazy.
Doesn't look anything like
Maybe Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man, Emma.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a blonde Emma. Okay. Still not Meredith. I would have thought like a... Maybe like a young Black Widow. Can't think of her name.
Johansson.
Yeah.
Young Scar Jo
for Meredith. That'd be good. All right. What is Meredith's favorite drink?
A margarita. Or like, are we talking about alcoholic drink or just like regular?
Okay, so you can give coffee, regular drink, or alcohol. Pick.
Margarita.
Because she gave me $1,000 for
it. This sounds like
Meredith. I think you're like 0 for 8.
Meredith the freaking
no, rant. I got a couple.
You know what's funny too, Jack?
The drinks. I think she gave like 8 of them.
Yeah, Jack. Oh. And you had the most potential guesses for success. For alcoholic beverages, she wrote Chardonnay or whiskey sour.
Oh,
that was crazy. Doesn't count.
What?
Doesn't count. You can't just read. Oh, yeah, that was cool. That was cool between you and me. That was cool between you and me.
That was cool between you.
We can get a point.
I make her whiskey sour.
All right, Jack, let me read you what your wife...
I'm a great bartender.
Jack, let me read you what your wife wrote to me.
She had like 8 drinks.
What is your favorite drink? Coffee drink would be pumpkin spice latte or caramel macchiato. Alcohol would be Chardonnay or whiskey sour. And other than that... Good old H2O. I said, Meredith, shut up.
I love you,
all right, Jack, so what'd you get?
How many points?
Was it 3?
I don't know.
It was 2 or 3.
2 or 3.
Okay, we'll give Jack 3. You didn't say that. You guessed the best friend. You didn't guess the pizza. You guessed Instagram. You didn't guess that.
Whiskey sour.
No, you have 2.
Yeah, I gave it a whiskey sour.
No, you have 2. Nah. You have 2. You got 2. All right, so Jack.
Dang it, Mayor. I blame you for it.
Right now your score.
I remember 2.
Yeah. Jack's got 2. All right, so this is our most licensed veteran in the field. This is a pro, gentlemen. He's got a child. He's got a beautiful daughter that I love dearly.
Yeah, like 5 years, 4 years, 3 years?
Maybe? I'd say 5.
Coming up on 3.
Wow. Yeah.
I'd say 5, but I don't care that much.
See, like,
I'd give them 5.
It's like nobody knew. And we
I'll say 5.
I'd say 5.
No. All right, so John, what is Taylor's favorite candy to buy at the movie theater?
Cookie dough bites.
Slay. Like, 1 point. What is their biggest pet peeve?
Oh, man. This is about me, or is it about people?
It's Taylor's biggest pet peeve. Which is ironic.
It's about driving, bad drivers.
Yeah, and she's probably a bad driver.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. I hate bad drivers.
What is it, bad drivers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're always honking at me when I go in their lane. That's what Mom would say. Mom's biggest pet peeve would be bad drivers.
Oh, me and Taylor have been in a huge fight about driving around here when you're going on the interstate, 85 South. Do you know how there's like 2 red lights in a row, and then the one has like a right turn lane all the way past, and I say that you're allowed to just
you go.
But yeah, Taylor says that other car, they have 2 red lights because there's a straight next to the Shell gas station, and so... If you go right, like, if you go right on red, that car could technically cream you when they have a green light.
Are you talking about coming off the interstate, like, at 56?
If you're coming, going to the interstate from here,
going to the interstate.
And you're going on 85 South.
And you're trying to get on 85
South.
Yeah. No, she's...
I mean, I think she might be right, but I would definitely go. Take a look at it next time you see it. Take a look at it. All right. 85 South from here.
What is Taylor's favorite app to use?
Okay, so she recently deleted TikTok. I think it should still be TikTok, but she might have changed it to Instagram, but I think it's TikTok. But she's probably saying...
You gotta pick one. What'd she say? Is she truthful to her lies, or is she a fake bee?
Instagram.
Yep.
Nice.
She said Sudoku app would also...
Oh, I should have even said Sudoku, because she plays it. I say, you must have beaten that game by now.
Really? So I'm 3 for 3, gentlemen.
She had to.
Hey, you're 3 months married. He's 5.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Honestly, Sudoku is better.
The only problem that will happen is
learning about each other.
He does better than you.
I only have to get 1.
Then you guys got to beat.
I think he would do better.
Well, his
yeah, that's true.
His
fresh. That's
his fiance.
Yeah.
His fiance gave some dumbass answers as well. Alright, so John is 3 for 3 as well.
Right.
Oh, ask me some questions about Riggs. No, does he like fetch?
I'm saying, what did Riggs say back to you whenever you told him you loved him?
He just kept licking my face. which is kind of our thing.
He bit you in
what head. 3 pizza toppings would they put on a pizza?
Could it just be 2?
3.
Ah, definitely pineapple and pepperoni.
Yeah, but what would the third one be if, like, it was a bullshit topping?
Like, more cheese?
Cheese and more cheese. John and Taylor are a match made in heaven.
Let's get married, man.
This is so exciting. John's 4 for 4.
Dang.
Honestly, dude. That's dope. Honestly, if we... Not that I think it's any less, but Addy and Andrew, I feel like they would have a tough time with this.
Andrew's probably get zero.
Andrew would get... Andrew and Addy have a different relationship, and they're loving, and they have a great family, and they're beautiful, but I bet you Andrew would miss every single one.
Addy could also miss everyone for Andrew, because he's so, like, neurotic in what he chooses. Like, he might, like... change his mind while he's
Sterling answering. Dixon actually called me about that job interview for that kid today.
Yeah.
And he said, I was hanging out with Drew talking about Andrew, and I was like, holy shit, that's weird.
Drew.
And then I was like, listen, man, I've known Andrew for like seven years now. Don't even think I know Andrew.
Andrew introduced himself. Hey, guys.
I'm Drew. Call me Drew.
Call me Drew.
Hey, man, that's all cool. John's 4 for 4. What are the names of your partners, Taylor's, two best friends?
John and Courtney.
God!
That's adorable.
Oh, my God! Yeah, it's adorable, except for her, her husband, and her sister. Get some friends!
I knew she'd say me and Courtney. Yeah.
What actor or actress, dead or alive, would play them in a movie? I think this is the only one you'll get wrong.
Natalie Portman?
That's a good one, though.
And wrong?
Jennifer Garner.
Natalie Portman. That's
is that 13 going on 30?
Yeah. She said, Jennifer Garner? Question mark.
So Taylor, she really said Natalie Portman.
What a goof. What is Taylor's favorite drink?
DPZ.
DPZ? She wrote it as DPZ too. Yeah. You guys, I honestly think John should be 100%. The Jennifer Garner shit was ridiculous.
Then I should have three.
Even if I did it, yeah,
no, we'll give you three.
No.
Okay, fine. Six and two.
Yeah. And even if I would have guessed two, I would have gone with like Annie Kendrick. I would have never gone with
that. No. Jennifer Gardner. I could have pulled the name Jennifer Gardner out of my deepest loins. Okay, so Hudson, you sit where I'm at, and then I'll just sit here like a plebe to my own show and game.
You made it.
She blew a perfect score. And then John...
Yeah, I'm about to talk to Mayor about that. Literally at our wedding, it was Mayor's margarita.
You want this?
I feel like she changed.
She changed it.
That's what I mean. She switched. It's the same thing with me. Like, yeah. If someone asked me that daily, I mean, I'd probably change.
All right, so Olivia did it kind
of
weird.
You're the type of person you are that you can answer these questions.
To like, sure. Question one here.
Both people are decisive. Yeah.
Which that answer doesn't even make sense. It just drives me nuts that she did that.
Oh, man. All right.
So read the question and then tell them the answer once he guesses.
Is this close enough to my
face? Go like 4 inches. That's like.
It's like really in there.
All right, Hudson. What is Olivia's favorite candy to buy at the movie theater?
I'm going to say popcorn.
Oh, wow. You know what's funny about that is it's cool. Just as bad of an answer as hers.
But completely different.
Hers is Coke Icy.
Oh, well, okay. She doesn't really eat candy, so I mean, like, you know.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
You almost got it. What is Olivia's biggest pet peeve?
I'm going to say either, like, chewing or, like, cutting your nails. And, like, leaving them around places?
No, this is a weird one, too.
But chewing how...
Like, loudly,
speed.
Like... Oh, like, eating fast, I guess?
When people eat super fast. When people eat fast.
When people eat super fast. Man, how fast do you eat?
I eat mad fast.
Me too. Me too, I eat so fast. Have you seen those videos of, like, girls trying to keep up with their boyfriend eating?
That's just
a universal thing.
Yeah.
What is Olivia's favorite app to use?
I mean, she uses the Instagram app, but she hates to use it because she has to use it. Or I'm gonna say like the Bible app.
Ah, Poshmark.
That's an easy one.
What's Poshmark?
I should have said that.
Shopping thing?
Yeah, it's like eBay.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Uh-oh, gentlemen.
Come on!
I gotta get more! I gotta get three.
Her answers are ridiculous. You might have a chance. Really? The three toppings, Hudson will not get
what?
That one.
Three cheese, pizza toppings.
Pizza. I'm gonna go... She likes putting honey on things. Wow, she likes putting balsamic reduction. That's... Like balsamic vinaigrette. And she likes a barbecue chicken pizza, so I don't know if she said that.
You got balsamic reduction, but the other two, or the other one's not so crazy.
She said peaches.
Balsamic reduction and caramelized onions.
What?
It's like a fancy at-home pizza.
That is a crazy fancy
pizza. She likes a fancy pizza.
But
peaches and caramelized onions, oh my gosh.
It's a good pizza.
Caramelized onions, yeah.
Pizza sounds delicious, but I've never put pizza on a pizza. What are the names of Olivia's two best friends?
I don't know if she named her cousin or not, but I'm going to go Suzanne and Claire.
Boom!
No! Is Kaylee her cousin?
Is who?
Kaylee?
That's her roommate.
Ah, Kaylee would count too, but she went with Claire and Suzanne.
Okay, okay.
Nice.
On the board, on the board.
So you got the true answers. All
that's
right,
a
but now you got a toughie. What actress?
I'm going to go Blake Lively.
Whoa!
Oh, that must have been a conversation. Uh-oh, Jack is in her time.
We're tied.
Or J-Law.
What's the last one?
She also would have gone taking J-Law.
All right.
What is Olivia's favorite drink?
I'm doing Hudson.
I'm going to go water.
Oh! Jack's going to get a divorce!
And did she just give one answer?
Yeah, water was good. All right, guys.
30 answers.
Yeah. Good job.
Did they know what we were doing? I'm so sorry. I wanted to warn you, but I couldn't.
She was listening?
She watched a lot.
I told her not to tell.
Do not tell.
Not to tell.
Yeah.
That was insane.
I wanted to warn you.
Thank you, Meredith. Thank you for listening.
But what is crazy is, like, she had her bachelorette. Hillary did the same thing.
Clinton?
Similar questions. Got all of them right. So I was spitting out the same answer.
So she was just like, for months later,
really?
So almost like same website. Like I gave you practically
when you add
the fact that like
the website one. I never
like most of y'all's wives, whatever y'all want to call them, said cheese as a topping
that
needs to be studied.
Three toppings is a lot of toppings.
No, it's not. I can make an infinite amount of pizzas with three toppings.
What's your favorite kind of pizza?
Chicken.
Chicken jalapeno.
I'm giving you my three pot. Y'all need to make a chance. Y'all need to give me a chance. I paused for a second. I paused chicken. You know why I paused?
Chicken.
It's because my third choice on that would have been cheddar cheese.
So you would have been.
Which isn't fair. Because cheddar cheese is a whole different type of cheese.
Yeah.
That's a topping in its own once
you
put it on the pizza.
Like
chicken. Jalapeno, cheddar cheese. That's a beast pizza.
That's a crazy pizza.
Chicken.
That
sounds good.
Bacon.
Pastanos?
Barbecue sauce.
Pastanos.
Yeah. Pastanos slaps ass. What are you talking about?
It's amazing.
So when you go there, you make your own or you buy...
So I
like the Diablo
pizza. I add risotto beef and the sweet peppers.
That sounds good.
Wait, you got the what and then add it?
Bianca.
Oh, I get the Diablo with the full peppers on it.
That's good.
Which that saucy bitch
for like
right
the past
there.
3 years. So that's why I said it. She's like, oh no, cheese.
When you asked them.
She was trying to be funny or something.
Yeah, she's trying to be cool.
Did you tell them what
you
want to
do yours? Okay, so do you want to do. Do you want to do what you're.
I want to talk.
I'm going to say what I want to say.
All right, say it.
Do you want to do your questionnaire for like what Taylor thought your answers would be? Because Taylor's the only one that sent that.
What I would do?
Yeah.
What would your answers be
for these questions?
My favorite candy.
Chill out. I mean, let me look at it.
I feel like I'd have a harder time answering for myself.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
what
I don't even
what,
yeah.
I would answer.
I don't get candy at the...
I get peanut... Actually, I get peanut M&Ms.
All right, so Taylor sent this prior. I had to explain to Meredith and Olivia that this isn't what it meant. Like it was your answers and that...
Not what I...
Mm-hmm. Right. So Taylor sent this to me prior, so just to see how John does. This is what Taylor thinks that John's favorite
would answer it.
Answers would be. All right, John, so what do you think Taylor would say is your favorite candy to buy at a movie theater?
Snickers.
Reese's.
Ah.
0-1. What is John's biggest pet peeves?
The tailor leaves the drawers open.
Knox or me leaving the cabinets open. Good job. That's a point.
Knox is a great answer to me.
Yeah. What is John's favorite app to use?
It's Instagram.
GroupMe.
GroupMe is a better answer, too.
He will probably say Instagram. Honestly, dude, you guys are... It's so beautiful.
In the world.
Oh, my God. This is what you guys have to look forward to. What three pizza toppings would John put on a pizza?
Dang, that's tough.
I feel like she gave more like toppings on the last
one. Pepperoni. Jalapeno.
No.
Pepperoni?
Yeah, kinda.
Oh, is it a fancy topping?
No, this is more like what you put on at Positano's after you got your
like
toppings.
Garlic.
Yeah.
Like
she doesn't understand it. So like she kinda screwed it. I didn't really like like this isn't like too.
What were the three that she put?
She wrote any meat, garlic, and hot honey. But garlic and hot honey are like after the facts, they're not necessarily toppings.
Yeah, that's a little tough too.
So thanks a lot, Taylor.
But hot honey.
You screwed us again. Gonna have to take that up with Taylor tomorrow. What are the names of John's two best friends?
I have a feeling she didn't put herself on it, which is funny. I bet she would go...
I know she has.
Ethan and Zach.
Ah! Zach first, you piece of shit.
Then she's
Zach and Ethan. All right, you're still doing good. What act... this is disgusting. What actor, dead or alive, would play them in a movie?
Leonardo.
Yeah.
DiCaprio.
He's so,
not that one.
He's so handsome. She wrote, obviously, Leo.
Yeah.
John,
I just get told it a lot.
Yeah.
All the time.
I don't see it.
Similar face shapes.
I have probably been told over 100 times.
You know what? I think you look like a mix of Leonardo.
I think he looks more like...
kid from the Mad Magazine.
Thank you, Hudson.
Yeah. Well, what about back in the day when people used to tell me I looked like the guy from We're the Millers?
Oh, yeah, he was.
That was a good bringing it back down to earth.
Yeah, except for that guy.
Now, but back in the day,
except for that guy turned into
in We're the Millers.
You said, wait.
I get every fat guy that's ever had a beard.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God,
any,
dude.
Any fat guy that has
so I don't know if y'all can hear Hudson, but he's in the room as we speak, and he was talking about getting mentioned as every fat guy with a beard. Me and Hudson were on a week long trip from up to Boston, and then we flew back down to Georgia. By the time we flown back down to Georgia, me and Hudson hated each other. More than I've
That's
ever.
That's true.
We were ready to be rid of each other.
We were just testing.
Yeah, we were ready. We were a little testy. So I pointed out this dude that looked exactly like Hudson.
Dude, fuck out of here.
Face.
Dude, it's like, you ever been around and someone like sees a black guy and they're like, what the fuck? Like, cousin.
That is two F's.
You guys know each other? Like, it's like a guy.
You should be shamed.
It was a dude that was like...
That's stolen valor to compare yourself to.
It was a dude that was 6'3".
I didn't compare him in my struggle and plight.
Stolen valor.
You did compare your struggle.
Fuck out of here.
That is three F's, Hudson.
He doesn't like being compared to people.
That's I'm just saying.
Three more F's.
It'll be a guy that's like something. Just... the average height with a red beard, or anyone with a red beard. It could be a midget with a red beard, and someone will be like, ooh, what is happening? Like, that's crazy. There's two of you. Get a mirror. So.
And he looks just like all of them. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm telling you, this guy looked very similar to Hudson, but we were also like, we're a little jet lagged, and I said, oh, hey, Hudson, look. I said, wait. I thought I was walking by Hudson. But Hudson's right there in front of me. How can that be? I see Hudson here. I see Hudson there. And it was just, it was too much at that point. Me and Hudson were ready. He was ready to be done with my jokes. I was ready to be done with his bitchiness about Ginger. Equality.
Gender equality.
Yeah. Kept on going on about it.
Yeah, I said, listen, dude, we all love them.
Mm. All right. I have a game.
Oh, still? Yeah. Can Hudson play?
Yeah. This game is called Lord of the Lords. And I am going to give you a... Remember that game that we played that was like
bad descriptions of someone or like of a movie?
Yeah.
And you had to get it based off the Brad, the broad description.
The rad.
Anyways, but these are all something to do with Lord.
Word.
All right. All right. This one. This is about a kid that gets told he can do magic and then gets pissed off at everyone.
What are we guessing here?
I mean, that's the right track, but it's the wrong answer.
All right.
So that's sure. kind of like what he did, but that's not the right answer in this case. This man is told he can do magic and then hates everybody for it.
Wait, what?
And it has the answer has Lord in it.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord Voldemort?
Lord Voldemort. Jack got it. All right. Now you got one. Maybe you can get some more. All right. A bunch of kids get lost and pick on the fatty.
Lord of the Flies.
Oh, we got it.
You're a bunch of kids.
All right. Idiot.
Here's a good one. A short guy sends a monster to pick up his wife.
Trek. Lord Farquaad.
Boom!
Boom!
Man, Lord Tyrion, I didn't have him on my sheet.
I just watched that movie like 2 days
ago. Oh,
amazing.
Zach got
it. Missed it. Alright.
Farquaad.
A guy makes beautiful jewelry so pretty that everybody follows him.
Lord of the Rings.
Boom! Alright.
You guys are idiots!
How about this one? A guy invites people to his garden party, but won't let them eat one tasty treat. The Lord, God Almighty.
That was fun.
All right, last one.
The Lord.
A girl makes music about...
Lord.
Boom! Oh!
Nice. That's it. All right, y'all. I say we wrap it up there.
That was fun.
Jack, thanks for being here. Hudson, yeah, thanks
Jack
for being
here.
I kind of forgot that Jack had been on an episode until you sent that one before.
He hasn't.
I thought he
was
on...
not on that. He probably was supposed to be on that episode, and then he flaked.
Oh, that was Puss in Boots?
I think that was Puss in Boots.
Because he said something about Shrek.
It was like a Shrek...
Like,
was
supposed to be
on
Puss in Boots.
I don't know.
He was supposed to be on Puss in Boots.
I'm not going to be on the show right now.
He probably flaked. It was a really good movie.
No, but we definitely sent a script. And I feel like Jack read lines.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Jack, are you sure you haven't been
we
on the pod?
We sent a script to you in that group script. Message with me, you, and John.
Zach said, I did see that.
I don't remember what that was
about. On the pod?
No, this is my first time.
We do some fun here on this podcast.
We're going to read a script.
We don't do it with you because you think you're too cool for all this stuff. So evidently we didn't do it with Jack either.
Have you been a guest?
No, Hudson's a guest always. He wears a ski mask in the corner and he never... The camera's never even on him. He's just hiding
in
this
room
for no reason. He's the guy in the chair. He's our producer that knows nothing about sound or volume.
Me and Zach were hammered for the Puss in Boots episode.
Oh my gosh, we were hammered for a lot of the stars. The Puss in Boots
episode? Yeah, that one was hilarious.
Oh, we got hammered and had some funny pods. We had Bullet Train was pretty funny.
That was a good one.
All right, anyways.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks.
That was fun.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. Be quiet for the intro. Thank you. Appreciate it.